On today's episode of Dating Digital, today we have two guests. That is two guests born and raised in the Bay Area who I had the pleasure to meet over being groomsmen with them. Before that wedding, I've never met them before. I've heard a lot about them. And since then, we've built a good connection, good camaraderie and friendship. So after hearing from them, I was like, these two would be kind of dope to have on the podcast. There was supposed to be more people, but unfortunately the scheduling didn't work out. But with these two guests, we have them talking about something that we have not talked about before on the podcast, and that is clubbing. The club scene and just how relationships kind of go through this cycle of starting, happening, and ending. And so we had a good talk about that, and this is the conversation. If you would like the full version of this talk, you can find it on People Project Podcast. Again, that is People Project Podcast on all major podcasting platforms. That one has more in-depth introduction as well as a piece on mental health and mental health within men and just having that conversation. This on Dating Digital, we are focusing on just the dating part. So again, if you want the full conversation, find it on People Project Podcast. Here is Dating Digital. Enjoy. One thing I want to talk about with these guys, because I'm thinking,
oh yeah, just a quick disclaimer. I'm using this like new editing software that's supposed to cut out and make the editing more like autonomous, but you may hear it not be as smooth. So trying it out this time, if it doesn't work out, we'll switch it up.
Have a different level.
I don't even know what sex is. I am not as expert on that subject matter, so don't ask me any questions. 40-year-old virgin incoming. We're in our 30s. I'm in my 30s, so I'm pushing it. I'm almost Steve Carell 2.0.
What they want talk to y'all about is just, again, not really tagged on the theme of mental health, but just in the theme of guys talking about dating, relationships and stuff, that how that evolves as we get older, how that evolves in different guys group. Because before we jump in that, my curiosity for you guys, as y'all were saying, as guys, it is hard to talk about if we're struggling with something or if there's a problem, right? It's, I don't want them to, y'all said, I don't want them to look at me differently, whatever it may be. But because you guys grew up together and stuff, I'm curious for y'all, when was, maybe it wasn't one singular clear cut, but when did y'all feel comfortable to be more expressive, to share a little bit more about yourselves, a little bit deeper, not just that surface level?
That's a good question. I can't even pinpoint a time where it's like, all right, I'm comfortable, I can just say whatever now. It's like,
yeah. So I think in our group, it's a little, we have a couple of different dynamics, right?
Because
So the one that's not here, Christian, him and I had this journey, and James was there for a little bit of it, but it was mostly me and Christian.
Yeah.
But we were just like, we were club rats, right? We were hitting them clubs every weekend, Friday, Saturday, get in there before 11. Free guest list. We were those guys. And
I say that 20.
Got it.
That 20 was a lot.
That 20 was a lot back then. We get all dolled up and stuff, do our little Ciroc pregame in the car. Peach Ciroc went a long way. But anyway, so we had, him and I had a different dynamic in the sense where we had this very, how we approached everything. And very, very methodical and broken down and calculated. So we bounce a lot of ideas on each other. And so him and I had a little bit more open dialogue when it comes to relationships and stuff, just because we similarly thought of it the same way.
Yeah.
And he would go through some stuff and then with some girls or whatever, and I asked me for ideas or asked me for help or whatever, and I back and forth with them. So that was our relationship for a long time.
Yeah.
James was in there during different periods of that journey. And his approach was different.
Okay.
So James, what we would term in the pickup world is he was a natural. Because as he mentioned earlier, he was a social butterfly.
Yeah.
He had this no fear. He can go in, start dancing with a girl, not even think about it.
Yeah.
And me and Christian had to, okay, how are we going to approach? What are we going to say? What angle we're going to come in? What song we're going to come in on? You know what I'm saying? Like, It was two different approaches.
Yeah. Got to be aligned just right. Make sure.
The retrograde. You know what I'm saying? So it was definitely two different methods. Absolutely. But and they all had different degrees of success too.
Fair.
But I guess in the essence of it all, we were still all out there dancing, having a good time, partying and stuff. So we did have that common ground of talking about relationships. So, you know, you date some of these girls that you end up picking up and stuff. Yep. You have relationships with some of them and whatever. Some you don't see ever again. Some of that. We did have that common thing where we talk about, you can check it up. Say, hey, how's that one chick you met last weekend? So, oh, yeah, we're kicking it next. Some of that. So we were in that bubble. And then in hindsight, I think more so me and Christian, we reflected on that journey and that trek and actually who we were during those phases. And I think with him and I, we built our confidence through that journey because we were non-confident guys. I said earlier, I was shy. I didn't go to prom. I didn't know how to do stuff.
Yeah.
Christian, he was on a bigger side, lost a lot of weight, but he had the mentality of a bigger man. So he wasn't used to his new body. He wasn't sure. So he didn't know how to talk to girls. He was in a relationship with one girl for like 5 years. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So it was, he had to learn how to socialize. Like, he had to learn how to be, get out there. Now we went on that journey together, and then James was already socialized. He was already popular. He was already having girlfriends in junior high. You know what I'm saying? So it was different vibe, but it definitely worked out for the better in the sense where talked about, like, applying and being a sponge and all these people you meet, and the more you learn and you start off getting a certain caliber of women, then you get a higher caliber of women over time, and then you end up being a higher caliber person. You just level up.
And we used to celebrate dude, you danced with an 8 today, bro.
You try not to be as shallow. Back then, it was like, damn, bro.
That's honest. The 10 club.
Yeah.
That's honest.
Yeah, being honest. Yeah.
That's fair.
Because I got a short story. Me and Christian were at the club one time, and we literally approached these two girls, and we asked them to rate us 1 to 10. Okay. And they gave us some pretty high numbers. Oh, you're 8s. Oh, you're 9. You know, okay. That threw us aback because we just did it jokingly.
Yeah.
But how often does a man receive feedback from a female? How do you know what you're actually putting out there? Because I believe feedback's number one thing in terms of self-improvement. Because
that's fair.
You can always think about how you're acting, but what you put out there in the universe, it affects people. They need to tell you how that it affects you. You know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
So that put us in a perspective. See how far we've come. It was our little check. And they were just two random girls. Yeah. And we never met them. In their eyes, we could have been this. But then they were 10s or some other girls could have rated us lower or whatever. Mm. It could have been that too. But just to hear how other people perceive us also gave us a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
So it was, it was definitely an eye-opening experience. So I never regret doing this for years because I wouldn't be who I am because I attribute a lot of that to that time period. So you kind of have to go through it's boot camp or something for military. You come out a new person. So definitely an interesting experience. And then, so I would say, just harping back on the question, just kind of opening up just came naturally as we ended up dating more, ended up in these relationships and stuff, and just bouncing experience, especially if they didn't last or we went through breakups. I feel I opened up on why I broke up with my girlfriends and stuff before. Yeah, because, I also brought my girlfriends around my group of friends for the most part. But yeah, I feel that's how we opened up.
Nice.
Similar.
Yeah, that whole clubbing experience was just, man, I don't know where I'd be in life without that. Because it gives you a lot of confidence just in life in general. She was like, oh, man, I danced with 7 today.
Yeah.
Dang, now I'm going to kill this job interview or something like that. You know what I mean?
You didn't feel good on Monday.
Yeah, you feel good the whole weekend because you're texting this girl and they're giving you attention. You're like, damn, I did that. You know, that's an accomplishment in a sense. But those days were fun. And like you said, like, my approach was different than your guys. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I was a big guy. So I'm just, you know what? I'm just going to go in with confidence. If they dance with me, they dance with me. And then when I get that dance and I'm looking back at them, I'm like,
hey, did it again. Did it again.
Huzzah. Yeah,
let's go. And then when I started losing weight, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That was a whole new level of confidence too.
Just went Super Saiyan, bro.
Yeah, but it's what you said about Christian. It's just, you still see the fat guy and you're like, dang, I'm not that fat guy anymore.
Yeah.
But it's that kind of sticks with you because I was that fat guy for a while. But again, I had that different level of confidence when it came to dancing with girls at the club. And then when I lost weight, I was like, this is a whole new level.
So like that, how did you get to that mindset of saying, oh, I'm just going to Because it almost sounds like I got nothing to lose myself. I'm just going to go in and do my thing. Where did that come from
for you? I guess for me, it's just like the worst thing they could say is no.
So you were, it sounds like you were okay with rejection if it happened.
I think at first I wasn't. I was like, dang, fair. She didn't want to dance with me. I dance hella good. Why wouldn't you want to dance with me?
These groups are
obviously dances. There's that shallowness. Oh, he's big, or he's wearing glasses, because I was wearing glasses at the club too. This was before I had contacts.
I should follow these guys, take notes from them.
It's all trial and error, man. Some nights we won, quote unquote won, and some nights we're just like, damn, that sucks. And I think our mindset changed. We used to think, oh man, if we don't dance with girls tonight, this night sucks.
Yeah.
But then our mindset changed. I'm out with the homies, man.
Yeah, I'm going to have a good old time.
If we dance with girls tonight,
that's just a bonus. That's just a bonus.
You know what I'm saying? You change that mindset. And then girls will see that. These guys are having fun. They're not even trying to dance with us.
And then they come to us. And then that's when I felt we ascended. Because there was a point where we didn't approach girls anymore. Yeah. We were just top of the food chain. We'd go in, have a good time. And we might have a table or whatever. And then people just showed up to us. And then we were like, damn, look how far we've come. Didn't even go in through the guest list. Didn't have to do all that more. It's just like, we have connections. We know people.
We start becoming friends with bouncers.
Promoters. We had the owner of Pure at our table a couple times.
Dang, okay.
He just sat with us and chilling. And then it's great to just look back at it's like a journey and how far we've come. So it definitely was a whole level up experience. But yeah, what James said, the mentality, it literally was crushing us if we didn't get phone numbers at night. This place sucks, man. There's no girls here. Yeah. We didn't enjoy the time just to bond as a group.
Because
if you lose sight of that, I mean, you're only focusing on picking up girls, and then it's so one-sided. Yeah. It's so hit or miss. But if you go out there and then that's just a bonus, it's like you're going to have a good time regardless. And it evolved in that. Because at first it was just, sometimes we go into the club, we get in, we look around, and we just leave. And it was cracking, but if we didn't see any cute girls, we left. And then it was like, why were we left?
You know what I'm saying?
And then you just go in and it's cracking and the music's playing. Screw it, you know what I mean? We don't care. You
guys have fun.
Yeah.
It's like the homies.
Yeah. So that definitely was the evolution of going out. It was a process. It was a mind-changing type of process.
When that mentality changed, and then when girls are getting approached by guys left and right,
they're watching just like, that watching that from afar is so entertaining. Bro,
what is he doing?
Why is he's gonna put his arms around her? Is her back turned?
Exactly.
You about to get slapped, my guy.
Like, you're going straight hand to waist. That
And then you can be I used to do rookie mistake type of stuff.
I've been there before.
been there
done that. So you see the guys make the mistakes, and you're just like, oh, man, is that guy bothering? Sometimes you can be the hero, too. I've had a few times where, the creeps would approach, and then...
Captain Safe, just walk in there.
And it's funny how sometimes girls would play along with that. I was like, hey, babe, I just came back from the bathroom. Like, that's not really your girlfriend, and play along with
it. You could get creative with that. You improv, and I feel that's the most impressive quality, you know what I'm saying? Because girls that go to the club all the time, they see the same things all the time, and then they see want something different, and then all of a sudden, a guy comes in and saves you, or the guy that doesn't approach, or was dancing next to you and just invited you to dance rather than try to hound you and stuff. All of that was just a part of the level up process. We wouldn't know that going into it.
That's fair. Yeah.
It was nuts. But what he said, watching that stuff, we become the Jedi Masters after a while. Like, damn, I remember when I was a Padawan.
And he's gonna fuck up in 3, 2, 1. And then you just see him.
And then she walks away.
He's at the bar getting another drink. Damn, I done screwed up.
I had a girl at the bar instead now. Yeah, it's wild, dude. It's crazy. Man. Yeah.
The way y'all phrase it on talk about, I can definitely see how this is happening, especially the club scene, party scene. There's such stigmas and expectations and reputations into it. So I'm sure, I know none of us are female, but I can imagine on the female end, I'm sure there's all these different things. Safety obviously is a big concern, and creeps are a big concern, all these different things. And so for y'all to be able to acknowledge that with them, and then for them, you said it's going to be stagnant for them where they have these expectations where they may be not as comfortable, but for y'all to be able to notice that and do what y'all do to make them comfortable too and everything and make it different for them, I'm sure.
It's
times all around.
It's a knowledge is power thing. You can almost associate that to like everything in life.
Yeah.
Literally there's levels to this, you know what I'm saying? So me and Christian talked about it. We realized that 85% of the guys out here do not know how to speak to women.
Facts.
They do know how to have a conversation. They do not know how to have a conversation.
Going off on that.
Yeah, because they go in with the mindset of, oh, I'm going to get her number and I'm going to bang this chick or whatever. But you
like that's her angle.
And then our approach was, oh, I'm going to go talk to this human being. And if she's cool, yeah, we can talk and hang out. But if she's not cool, yeah, just move on. Yeah. You just met somebody. That's cool. So that whole mentality is, oh, because people be thinking with the penises, man.
Yeah,
that's what it came down to.
That's
and
fair.
When you start thinking with your brain, it just changes the whole thing. And then you get rewarded with your penis.
Yeah.
that would have been the approach. But in that sense, yeah, you just meet so many cool people, man. And if you think about it, they're just trying to go out and have fun too. Everybody has different intentions.
Yeah.
But the majority of people just want to have a good time. Because work and school and all that stuff was just stressful. And they want to just let loose on the weekend, drink and dance. And you just acknowledge that and you do the same thing essentially, and you have a good time with people, and those you have a better foundation to build something upon when you go in with that approach.
Yeah,
like
absolutely,
rather than just attacking.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. And then they don't feel nest and played, and you get to know them, and then if things don't even work out, but you guys were vibing and stuff, and it was, you just ended up getting a friend, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
just make friends. A couple people were still friends, close friends or whatever.
Yeah.
So it could just happen like that, because you're never really losing.
That's
at the end of the day. Yeah.
Good way, yeah.
Yeah. It's always, oh, are we winning? Are we once you change that mindset, we're just having a good time. There's
times
no way
mean
losing.
People, none,
yeah.
No expectations, no end goal kind of thing.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, because that winning feels good.
Yes.
Yeah.
That winning feels really good.
Some of the best feelings.
It's a high that you always chase. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want that feeling over and over again. You go to the next club, go to the next club. Let's do it wrong. Yeah. But it's not sustainable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not. You can keep doing that. There's probably people we know this too without naming names, but
whoever Costa may be. This guy named Costa, we met him at the club 10 years
he
ago.
Was
that
one
guy
of our,
was there. Like
he was one of our mentors, but that man was at the club all the time, man.
Good looking white dude.
Good looking dude. He had the game down packed.
Hella dance.
He was definitely a Jedi master when it comes to it. But then there has to be a mean to ends at one point. You gotta hang it up or find your trophy or something. But yeah, some people just do it. Some people just go through the process and have fun with it. But
that's fair, man.
So,
yeah, man, when I don't get any wins at Tao or anywhere, I'm just all right, I guess I'm gonna go to experiment then. I'm gonna get some wins at everyone wants me at experiment. This is weird. This is crazy.
Everybody's so friendly.
Yeah,
I don't have to say anything.
They coming up to me.
Yeah, they're like, hygiene and everything.
How's your evening going, honey?
Hey,
mind
good looking.
Mind if I sit there?
Oh, I didn't know you wanted to sit on my lap.
Yeah.
There's a chair.
I scoot over a little bit. No,
this will work.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's wild seeing how different people approach that aspect of our society. Because then there's some people that don't even touch the club. They're not club type of people.
Yeah,
you know? And they meet their significant others in other means.
Honorary
know?
Class. The grocery
library.
Library.
No, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Indio.
I always wondered how that would happen. I always wonder how that happens. You really
they're going through the books and then their hands
like,
are
yeah,
just,
like,
oh, you read
Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling.
You know what I'm saying? So that's magical, bro. That's a Disney movie. That's what I'm saying.
Literally magical. You're
yeah.
right. J.K. Rowling.
You're coming from that methodical, thought out process. We always thought your highest chance of meeting somebody are in the social events, clubs and stuff. People are out there meeting people. So that's where that was our stomping grounds. But yeah, if you met anybody organically or just through friends or something like that, then that more power to you, because that's more on the rare side.
Yeah.
That just happens. That's pixie dust type shit.
Ooh, no, this is dope. Okay. When transition, we have two more chapters. So that was our beginning chapter, hitting the middle now. So James, Stefan, they are in a relationship. Christian, he is engaged. Nick, he just got married. I noticed.
Christian is engaged. I keep forgetting.
I know. You never. It doesn't feel like it is, but he is.
We had to wait till he released the video to confirm it.
Oh, yeah. That's so
here's my engagement video that I shot with my drone. No one else has ever done that, probably.
That is sick. Yeah, his proposal was dope.
Yeah, his whole story with his lady is very special. His story.
I would love to hear. I would love to hear him share that.
Yeah,
on the
we're not going to share a story, but that'd be, that's a great story.
All right,
to
I'll
hear.
Get it from that.
You're going to have to do a virtual podcast or something when you go back home.
Oh, I know. I wish you got me and come back to the Bay more often then. So for y'all, I know we talked about earlier at lunch how even DJ Mustard was going to be at Pier this coming next week, and then
these guys were, oh yeah, if we were younger, that's no problem. We would have booked our tickets now. And then I was like, oh yeah, so y'all gonna go then? So when did this second chapter, this middle chapter of our book, going into that relationship phase and looking at different things, not necessarily having to go to the clubs and party as much as that anymore. When did that develop for y'all? Like, how did that journey look to get to this point? And what are some things that y'all are hoping for, I guess, in this phase?
I don't know. I think like we just club so much in our lives that it just loses its flavor in a sense. And I felt we just accomplished so much going to the club. I don't really know how to really explain it, but I don't know. It's just not the same anymore. Everybody's a lot younger now. It's weird. I feel the last few times that I went to the club, and it's just like, I didn't even want to. A friend just invited me. That's my birthday. Everybody looked like they were like 12 years old. Are you even old enough to be here?
Yeah, we used to be those 12-year-olds.
We looked like we were 12.
We never looked like we were 12. When you're 21, 22, hitting those clubs and stuff. Yeah, new and brand new to you. And then you see these mid-30s guys and you kind of, whoa. It gets kind of weird. And not to interrupt, but me and Christian talked about that. When we were in it, we thought we could do that forever because there's always going to be an influx of young 21, 22-year-olds or whatever. So there's always going to be a club scene. There's always going to be a party scene. And we're just going to keep leveling up and we're going to become Jedi Masters or whatever. But then at the end, we're just going to do this till we find girlfriends. Or just until we don't, because at that point, you just eliminate the I'm here to look for girls part. You go and have fun. And the times we do go to the club nowadays, it's with the girlfriends or whatever. Yeah. And with a group of friends partying. So it's a whole different dynamic. You're not on the floor hunting or whatever. You're not trying to at the bar trying to get numbers. You're just enjoying the vibes. Yep. Yeah, it definitely switched. For me personally, it was an energy and effort. Because going to the club is expensive. It's a very expensive habit.
Especially now. We want to be on the dance floor. We want to be at our own table. So we have our own space.
Yeah, we're not going to be standing up the whole time.
$100 a head.
Yeah.
I don't even drink, so
he doesn't drink anymore. Right. So right.
I got to pay $100 to stand.
Yeah, so he's paying for bottle service and not even enjoying the bottle service. So yeah, a lot of stuff changed. And then the music's changed. The taste, we were talking earlier, hip hop is just on a downturn personally for me. And I don't really get excited to go to it. Usually it was always who's headlining or who's going to be the main sense. Attraction. Yep. It was like, oh, it's YG or whatever. Some of that, whatever. It'd be more enticing. But usually it's nobody or is it some random people we've seen already a hell of time. Yeah. I think DJ Esco was there recently or whatever. We've seen DJ Esco a hell of time.
Yeah.
So we know that same feeling won't really be coming about again when we go to the club. I think in the long term, it's not sustainable. It's nice every now and then.
Yeah.
But once you get more established, you either don't have energy for it, you don't have time. Because even working Friday, you don't really feel like going to the club Friday night. Fair. You know what I'm saying? You just finished a long week. I'm trying to sleep. I'm trying to chill. Yeah. I'm not trying to go out there and dance. I don't have that energy no more. Yeah. We were talking about alcohol and how you used to get a boost from drinking. You used to get excited and let's go. Mm-hmm. And now alcohol just puts me to sleep. Yeah. So I can't even, you know what I'm saying? I can't hang. And if you can't hang, you can't hang in a club. Yeah, yeah. So we prefer to do the little house party kickets, karaoke sessions.
Absolutely.
Those are our bread and butter nowadays. And I feel those, when we look back at them, these are the more sustainable things we can do. Even when we get older and we can know where it all started. We've been seeing karaoke 20, 30 years and stuff like that. So,
and it's more cost efficient too.
Yeah, cost efficient. Because we're all good having plans. Everybody's, once you get in this age zone, you want to start planning for other things. Yep. You can't really afford this. You don't get much of a return on investment when you go to the club, right? Except you want to hang over the next day.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's just a natural transition. So I don't discourage anybody from going to clubs. Clubs are great socially. Yeah. But I think it is set for a certain age group.
Okay.
Where you're going from 21 to maybe early 30s, maybe, or late 20s. There's just a certain point where the club is for you. And then there's the Cougars and
the old guys. We're the Cougars now.
So
that's crazy.
For y'all, then I'm just curious. Did you guys want to get? Maybe this is.
Go for it, man.
Depends who listens to it. I was just like, do you guys want to get married? Do you guys want to, just like in your own life, right? Do you want to plan to get married? Do you want to have kids? Like, have y'all thought of that for yourselves?
Absolutely. I definitely want to get married and I definitely want to have kids. When that happens, I'm not exactly sure.
Cut.
I'm in no rush. You know, there's this thing of the word, this pressure. Oh, you're getting older. You have to get married. Who are you to tell me when to get married? Yeah. I'm going to get married when I'm ready, when I'm financially ready or just overall ready. Mentally ready. There's I'm not falling into that pressure, you know?
Yeah.
I've been to 3 weddings this year, and I have no pressure of getting married.
I think, like, I told you that too.
I saw stuff. I got a wedding every other week. Yeah. I am, bro. People just love my company. Going back to the social butterfly thing, I would love to have James there because he's hella fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I see no pressure in getting married. But yeah, I'm going to get married when I'm ready. And if that person's the right one, then yeah, definitely lock that down for life.
Absolutely.
And kids, yeah, got to have a James Pantic Jr. running around.
Oh, JP Jr.
You know what I'm saying?
JP2.
JP2.
Come on now. But yeah, yes to both of those.
Okay. Sure. Awesome.
Yeah, so for me, I had a little different story because I had a kid. I have a kid. Present tense. I had a kid when I was 24. So he's 10 years old now. So that definitely changed my whole... Ooh, my bad. That definitely changed my whole perspective on things. Because that whole... During that phase of going out and stuff, oh, you do have a kid. You can't be reckless. And you don't want to get arrested and all this other stuff. So you do have this different mindset going into it. A lot of people meet somebody, settle down, get kids, do the whole traditional way.
Yep.
I had a kid. And then there was the rest of the life happened. Yeah, so it's a... So a little bit, I guess my end goal changed. But yeah, for marriage, I always thought it was an interesting concept. And that could be a whole different podcast, but the whole thing with one person for life and all that stuff, as a younger person, I was just, it didn't make sense because I was in this realm of meeting all these interesting people. You can meet all these different people every weekend.
Yep.
Why would you lock yourself into one person? But it's all a filtering process. I always equate relationships to jobs in the sense where your first job is never going to be your last job. And you're probably going to suck at it because you don't know, right? Everybody's first job, you probably suck. And you weren't making that much money and you weren't going to be there for the rest of your life unless you somehow got some super job or something. But relationships are typically the same thing. It's usually the first one, you're just learning. It's a learning experience. Sure. It's probably going to be bad for the most part and it won't be your end game.
Yeah.
And then you go to your next job and you're a little bit better. And you're a little bit wiser, you're a little bit smarter. And you're a little bit more well-equipped.
Yeah.
Same thing with your second relationship. You take everything that messed up in the first one, try to fix it. You know what I mean? You have a different mindset.
Yep.
Move on to the third one, fourth one, however many it takes. And then you get just more refined.
Yep.
So your selection process is more sophisticated, more detailed. And you just start, you filter out people you wouldn't normally date anymore. Your pool shrinks.
Yeah. You know more what you want.
You got your checklist set up. You boom. Yep. If you don't hit them, on the next. But it's just a little bit more cut and dry.
You don't gotta waste your time.
Yeah, exactly. Because at this point, you know who you are. Yep. You know what works. You know what doesn't work.
Absolutely.
So then, in that sense, the natural progression of things is okay. If I'm moving this, then I'm gonna find somebody that's gonna fit me, and then there's nothing really after that because then you hit end game.
Yep.
That's when then marriage actually makes more sense. You know what I mean? But back then it's, why would you do that?
Yeah.
But now it's, oh, okay. I don't even really see myself with anybody else now. I've been through my journey and all of a sudden I'm done. And then, so now I was, okay, maybe I want to get married now. Maybe marriage actually sounds like a fairy tale type of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a perspective thing. And a lot of people just grow up with marriage being like, oh, this is what you're going to have to do.
Societal expectations.
But I wouldn't recommend marriage to everybody. You know what I mean? Doesn't work for everybody. Not everybody's meant to be married. It's some people are actually probably their best versions of themselves by themselves. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it doesn't work for everybody. But yeah, if you do end up getting lucky to find somebody that really compliments you and you can level up together with, then yeah, you might as well just like throw the Pokeball at that one. You know what I'm saying? Throw that Master Ball, dog. You only get one of those.
Now, if it's the right one, you just got to throw the regular Pokeball. You don't even need the Master Ball at that point.
Whatever, you know what I mean? You get the Ultra Balls.
Yeah.
But that was fire, bro. That analogy was fire.
One of those quotes.
Man. Yeah, you saved that Master Ball for that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so I'm getting that realm where marriage didn't make sense back in the day.
Yep.
And now it looks more like a probable, most that's the path I'm going to go down.
Because of your choice, though. This is what you
my journey, my experiences. Yep. And then hopefully the person you're with feels the same way, right? So.
Sure. Dang. Okay.
That's deep.
This is good, man.
It's growing. Man, okay. For y'all touched it earlier, I'm just curious on your end, you said finding the right person. How do y'all know? And this is a question not a lot of people have the answer to, but just in your initial definition or just thought process on it, how do you know you found the right person for
each of y'all individually. What is it y'all were looking for? Or what is it, that feeling, whatever it may be? What does that idea look like? Ooh. Or is even the thought of the definition of saying the right person, is even that too constricted? I don't know. I'm just curious.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll start this one off. Yeah, going back to that whole selection process, obviously they're going to hit the checks on certain things. Yep. So that's going to be one. They're just going to be compatible with you. Yep. I think that's not enough, right? Because there's the actual trial and error part of it too. Because even if they're right on paper, doesn't mean they're right in practicality. Right. So yeah, you got to be battle tested. You got to have your ups and downs. You got to see if you can survive those fights and survive all the stuff that, if you're willing to keep going, willing to keep working on it, even if you want to call it quits, you know what I'm saying? But you want to for that person.
Yeah.
think if you feel that, then that's a strong indicator that they're probably going to be that person for you. You know what I'm saying? If they fight for you.
In the same way, I imagine, like, if you are willing to fight for them.
Exactly. So if you don't have that, if they're willing to just be like, find somebody else, or their mind wanders and they're not in it anymore. They just ran out of rope or whatever. They just out of that fight. Yeah. Then it's probably best if you took your lessons, learn your lessons, apply them next time, move on. And it's not always easy, the transitions and stuff, but I think it's always going to be, depending on your mindset, it's always going to be more positive, take what you can from it, learn, grow type of thing. If you have that mindset, you can let a relationship destroy you. Then that's a terrible mindset to have. So yeah, I think if you go down that path, get the checks, go test it out. I would always recommend taking it slow, but I always recommend building a friendship, you know what I'm saying? Because you need a foundation to build upon. And if you go in and, oh, this is a lust-based relationship, I'm trying to get in her pants, or she's just so hot. Those last quite a while if you just sexually connected that. Yeah. And then that's all you really have.
But the attraction tends to end at some point.
Yeah, maybe. Say there's two hot people and they're really just like, that's all they got. He's just smacking cheeks all the time.
No substance.
You always assume there's no substance. There might be substance, but if they break up, you could say, oh, they probably were just together because they had a sexual chemistry. Yeah. But if you're friends with somebody, or you're a significant other, or even, I would say make them your best friend. If you guys end up having that best friend type of relationship, I tell people, hey, do you have any best friends of the opposite sex? So if you have a girl best friend or whatever, you can have that relationship with somebody else and it'd be an actual relationship. Or even if you say it for your same sex friendships, me and James or whatever, we rarely ever fight. Things don't really grow old. I can come over here. You know what I'm saying? It's so natural and organic, and we have all this history and stuff that's built to last.
Yeah.
That can be a relationship. If he was a female, that same type of concept can be applied to female. Absolutely, or whatever. Yeah.
Y'all hear what he's saying.
You know what I'm saying? So if you have that, it's really actually hard to break up. Or it's really because you're breaking up with a best friend. I don't know how many people do that. You know what I'm saying? Because especially the guy best friends, you guys are pretty much guy best friends for life. But yeah, I think you build that friendship. You got the building block. You go from there. Then at the end of the day, you still have a friend. If it doesn't work out, somebody that you care about and whatever, you wish them well, whatever. But if you build that friendship and they become your best friend, it's almost just natural that you can go to that next level.
Yeah.
If you have that attraction and all that other stuff, sprinkle it in there. But friendship first, man.
Friendship first. You can even tie that going back to our clubbing days where we would try to get at girls, just maybe we want to date them.
Mm-hmm.
But then we had that mindset, oh, I can meet friends here too. Mm-hmm. That whole mindset, I don't know when we developed that. Before it was just, oh, I'm going to the club to meet girls, to try to date them or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, I can come here and make friends too. Even guys too.
Yeah. Help me, hella guy friends.
All right, let's go hunting together.
Yeah, they're so nice too.
Meeting girls on the dance floor and, hey, you'd be a hella cool friend. Get the number, Instagram, whatever, and be friends with them too. So
yeah, we've met a group of girls that go clubbing all the time.
And then we would always
run into them, and it was us group and then their group. We never really tried to get at them or anything. But we're just friends. Yeah. It's just like a respect thing. Hey, what's up? Where y'all go? So that's, I think friendships are just more profitable. They're just smarter investments.
That's what I'm saying, man.
It just makes, just be friends, man. Everybody be friends.
Exactly.
Damn.
You put value in your friendships too. Because I feel like I had this whole analogy on what really a friend is. Because I think
give it to us.
What friends is, some people see friendship differently. Mm-hmm. And I always put a lot of investment in my friends, especially if you don't have a big family, because I don't have a big family, but my friend group was my family. Yeah. So I put a lot of effort and stuff in my friendships. And I just think I get way more out of it than just being that guy that says happy birthday on Facebook every day. Be an acquaintance. Because you really call them a friend, or a friend somebody you actually know, you can actually talk to, you can hang out with. There's some people I consider really close friends that I haven't seen in hella long. But if we kick it,
right where you left.
Yeah, you pick up right where that's a friendship to me. Even if, because life's going to split y'all up and everybody's going to take their own path. Yep. But if you have that friendship, it's pretty much unbreakable, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and there's people that think, we don't talk every day. Yeah, our friendship, we're growing apart.
Like, happens.
Like, how old are you? Are you 12? We got to talk every day to be friends.
And then you can just, and that's where social media comes in. They help you stay connected to people.
Because
you see what people are up to. People having kids, people getting married.
Ain't that the truth?
And I swear, it's such a good vibe when somebody reaches out that you haven't really talked to in a while, but you were close or something at one point, and then they just say, hey, I'm here too, or just reconnecting and stuff. I think that's so powerful. That's something, that's a good feeling. It's a good vibe.
Yeah, and you can even bring it. If I talk to someone I haven't talked to in a while, like, dude, guess who I talked to the other day? Mm-hmm. I talked to this dude. I hadn't talked to him in like 7 years, or I hadn't seen him this long, but whatever.
Yeah, it just makes you smile, you know what I mean? Because then you think about all the memories, and and then that's when you think of what makes an impactful friend. I saw something recently about a friend isn't somebody that remembers how much money you make or what job you had or whatever, all the superficial stuff, but the time you spent together, the memories you made, stuff like that. And then you look back on that, and that's the good feeling you get. That's the smile you get. So that's what you try to strive for with anybody you meet. You just want to make good memories, good vibes. And then you look back, even doing this podcast, we can look back on this.
I was about to say something about this guy, bro.
This podcast,
I was just about to say something about
this guy. We can look back on this and this is like, dude, that was hella fun. That was hella dope. Because this is my first podcast personally. So, you know, this is going to be a memory, man. It's going to be a good vibe memory. And so that's what you got to do.
Yeah, I was just going to say about this guy when we met up for Nick's wedding and stuff like that. This dude was like taking candid pictures of us. We're like doing the Titanic pose in the hotel room. And like,
he's making memories for us. Yeah, he's cataloging our memories. Yeah.
Yeah, he was taking all those dope candid photos of us and he's posting them on his Instagram story. And I'm like, that's so cool, dude.
Yeah. Like, pictures are powerful, man.
Yeah.
And I really, and as a, I don't know if it's a guy thing or just me personally, but I just really just, I hated taking pictures my whole life. I'm being with girlfriends and stuff. They always want to take pictures. I was like, I don't want to, why you got to put it on your story?
Everything got to be a selfie, bro.
Yeah, but they're capturing memories, man. And then you really appreciate it in hindsight, especially when you look back on it. And then what gets me, when you do go to somebody's wedding or whatever, and they got the slideshows, you see all those pictures, and then, damn.
Like, time has passed. Yeah. Good memories y'all had.
Because that's what they say. At the end of the day, all you're going to have is your memories and stuff. And I'm like, you feel it. When you get older and stuff, you feel that. Ooh. Yeah, that's my mission, man. Just making memories, making good vibes, making impact.
That's dope.
Yeah, and just cultivating great relationships.
Yeah. If they're... people are so worth it, man. Yeah, at the end of the day, you never know what you're going to get with some people. It's going to be hit or miss sometimes. Oh, but when you hit, you know what I'm talking about. It's going to be hit or miss with some people.
It's a mixed bag.
But then sometimes when you hit, it feels so great. Pause.
Ain't that the truth? I didn't know that those things can happen. Yeah, no, for real. Cool, man. We'll go into our last chapter then of this conversation. We're again, just how y'all met, how y'all cultivated just your personalities, your experiences, your life experiences, and then what that looks now at around our age, and what talking about what the future looks like, and cultivating those friendships and cultivating those communities for yourself. So everything seems very stable and very set right now. And so the last chapter, I don't know, maybe some people find it more depressing, maybe not. Mm. But I think it's a good conversation to have, because this is a conversation I never really get to have with fellas. Yeah. So this is the end chapter, being the breakup part. Ending relationships and moving on from those memories and whatever it may be. And some people struggle, some people don't, some people whatever it may be. Yeah, just want to pick your brain on this last part of talking about a little bit. What are your experiences with breakups or ending of relationships? And then, as guys, again, how were y'all there for each other, or maybe not even there, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just that idea. Just want to hear this part from y'all.
Sheesh, that's loaded.
Yeah, but the breakups, man, for me, I just reflect on who I was in that relationship, kind of because you learn so much about yourself when you're in a relationship, like what makes you upset, you know, what annoys you.
You didn't know you could get upset exactly. sometimes, like, right?
Yeah. Damn, what triggered you? Why does she push my button? What is it about her? Whatever. Yeah, you learn a lot about yourself. And like, I think, you know, the times that I've like ended relationships, I think it's because of just me not being like a good person, you know? And I think I just need to take a step back and kind of just really work on myself. I know that's hella cliche, but you know, you're really looking out for the other person too. And you know, obviously you got to take care of yourself too before you can jump into another relationship, just be a better person for that person. So you can, you know, compliment each other and just, you know, uplift each other. So I think, you know, the times that I went through breakups, it was, man, I was just like, I'm so grimy, you know? Like, damn, dude, why was I that, you know? Like,
you're growing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You're learning.
Absolutely. I mean, also, yeah. The other person, too, you know? Like, yeah. It's not just like me, but it just depends on, you know, the relationship. But yeah, at the end of the day, I just, you know, wanted to grow and just be a better person. And,
yeah.
And sometimes you can't do that when you're in certain relationships. So yeah. You kind of have to bring those to an end. You know? So good can come out of it, mm-hmm. you know, for both people.
Yeah, beautiful. So your approach was taking an opportunity to grow, taking an opportunity to learn about yourself, and then looking at the situation, oh, this is not great for you, whether you or I or both of us. Mm. So I just got to take a step back and reflect on that.
Yeah. And the good thing is with like my last breakup, like we're still great friends. Like I consider this person like someone I still consider like a really great friend. Like we talk here and there, and like even sometimes navigating through my current relationship, like, you know, like when I go through like, you know, certain issues like with my current girlfriend, like how was I in a relationship? Like, oh no, you were good in this and this, like, but like, you know, this is like some of the stuff you're working on. Okay, I appreciate that feedback.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So, you know, I appreciate that I can still have, you know, relationship, like, you know, cordial relationships.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, exes, but it doesn't always work that way.
Yeah, because that's interesting. Because societal, whatever expectations, oh, once you're done. Yeah. And so my belief too is I would have certain connections with some of my past partners, because you know, you spend so much of this
big investment.
You're spending so much you spend so much of that time, and so it's sad to see it kind of just gone.
Yeah.
And depending on what happened, obviously for sure. Some are gonna be big. All right, I get it. I hear you though. That's dope that you.
Yeah, for me, I was trying to think, did I have more breakups than you, James? I think I have.
I didn't have a lot of girlfriends.
You didn't have a lot of girlfriends. I had.
It was probably, I don't consider it a high school.
Yeah, in terms of. Yeah. Serious relationship. Yeah. Like,
none of those really count.
You're on number three, I'd say. Yeah. And I'm on number four, I would say. For me, I feel the breakups all happen for different reasons. So that's always going to be different for every person. But when I go back to that analogy of treating a job or seeing it as a job, there are times where you do hit a glass ceiling in your job situation where you can't grow anymore. Things start to get stale. Mm. I feel as human beings, we're just programmed to keep growing and keep evolving and try to progress. And then until you get to a certain point where you're content. But yeah, there's certain situations where, especially when you're young, I feel since you don't know what you're doing, no one knows what you're doing. When you're in those type of relationships, it's very experimental.
Yes.
And then eventually you're growing as a person, they're growing as a person, and then you might just be two different people as the time goes by. Yeah. I think that's what hit my first relationship with my kid's mom. We met in college and we hit it off, and then we were dated for a few years, and we were a little on and off and stuff. But then as we grew, we were just two different people. And then you meet somebody that connects with the new version of you.
Yeah, meaning you.
New version of you. So there's a 1.0, 2.0, 3.0, whatever. You even got a 3.5 in there, whatever. You got emergency update sometimes. Stuff that. But so each phase of life that you go through, you're going to meet somebody that's going to satisfy your needs and wants and stuff and for that version of you. And I think as long as you're growing, it's never a bad thing. And if you look at relationships, oh, it's sad when they end and stuff. But if you look at them as, okay, this is part of my growth, I'll never forget you. Thank you for showing me all these things and teaching me new things, but I don't think this is the best for me long term or stuff like that. Obviously, they don't all have that conversation, but you know, ideally, that's the plan. It's not, and it's sad if you're one of the girls in the middle or one of the stepping stones. But just usually the pieces fall into place.
No one ever knows.
No
right?
one knows. You don't go in thinking this is gonna be. No, this is only gonna be my third relationship. But when I get to number five, I'm done. No, you don't go into it that. You hope all of them are home runs.
Yes.
but sometimes you do just get base hits, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel it was just a natural progression. I had one girlfriend where it did feel we were just there, maybe the age gap difference was a thing and we're just two different places, and so that kind of fizzled out. And then there's just some times where it's, oh, you are super compatible, you guys probably are soulmates or something, but just life happened, bad timing, you know what I mean, circumstantial stuff that this isn't, I can't be in a relationship right now, I'm going through that. Maybe there was that article with the J-Lo thing, J-Lo and the Ben Affleck, engaged in 2002, broke up 2004. Now they got married 20 years later. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes timing, like, everybody's going to have a different.
She's really from the block, though.
That's
Jenny from the block.
She is. But everybody's going to have a different storyline and stuff. Yeah.
So now to compare your story with someone else's story, you got to, like,
Everybody's going to be unique.
Yeah.
And that's why you're going to have different experiences. You're just going to learn. And that's why, going back to that history class thing, is people are going to have different paths of how they got to that certain point. And you can learn. The best thing about it is you can learn what decisions they made when they had these fork in the roads, and how they, if you went here, you probably wouldn't have known this person. Yeah. If you went that, this is how I met you. This is so wild. All these type of connections. And that's really crazy. But yeah, I just think it's a learning process, man. That's life. It's a learning process. So you just learn, you feel, you adapt and stuff like that. And then you just end up where you end up. You make all these decisions across the way. And you just hope they're the best decisions. I'm at a place now where it's, oh snap, the person I'm with now, I didn't even, was in the picture, but like, you know what I'm saying? I'm technically new. I added this person on Facebook 2011, but then we didn't start dating until 2020, and so it was like, how did we get here? Why, what happened in between? This falls into place. I think the best thing about it though is just appreciating the journey. Just appreciate what you've been through to get to this certain point, and then enjoy that point. Be in the present. Don't think about the next person. You know what I'm saying? Don't think about my next move. Think about, like,
yeah, it's pretty tough if you're in a relationship and thinking about the next
move. Exactly. You got to get out of that mindset.
That's pretty
too
tough.
I'm not gonna lie, because it's hard sometimes. Especially when you're in that club rat phase, you're always thinking about the next move. But yeah, when it's things start slowing down and stuff, and then you just appreciating, damn, there's all these qualities in this person that I didn't really have. And maybe it's the culmination of all the qualities that I have in other people in one person now. You're getting a one-stop shop type of thing. So it's, sometimes you get lucky with that. Sometimes it just works out like that. But yeah, you gotta run with that. Because then the grass ain't always greener, right? So say you do dump this person, break up, whatever, and you think you can get better. And then everything's just downhill after that.
Truth.
That's the worst, man. And then you got to start that grind again. You got to be in that mindset to go out dating again. And
I go back to the club. And
I'll see y'all DJ Mustard next week.
Book the table, bro. Book the table.
And that's a whole thing to get into. And that could be exciting too. I think some people get that post breakup phase. They can reset. And then, but I think in the, yeah, and then you look, damn, I'm old in the club. Yeah, exactly. And like, I can't even, why are my knees cracking? Right, I can't get low that.
I don't relate to
what move is this?
I don't relate to a 23-year-old.
They doing TikTok dances in the club?
Are they dancing better?
I think. I don't know. I haven't been to
them. I went to the club 2 weeks ago, and people still do that talent show shit. We're dancing in the middle. Are we really doing this right now? You can't even dance.
He said that talent
show. You can't even dance.
That's hella funny.
I'm like, bro, why are you doing the T-Pain challenge right now? You talking about the bartender, bro? This song is older than you, bro. Stop. You know what I'm saying?
That's hella funny.
So disgusting.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to fit in. So it's,
Yeah, we would just be at our table minding our business. Yeah, that was so weird.
Cool. All right, this final question for y'all both. If there was sophomore San Leandro High, sophomore Stefan, San Leandro High, sophomore James meeting Yu-Gi-Oh, but they're also meeting y'all where you guys are at in your lives right now, you're seeing them face to face, what would you tell them?
Ooh. She's a 15-year-old is.
That's a good question.
That was the sound of trying Hippies Brew coffee for the first time.
Shout out to Hippies
Brew. Shout out to Hippies Brew, best coffee in the East Bay.
Sponsoring this podcast episode.
Rick Ross.
The plugs. If we met 15-year-old us, what would we say to them?
You're going to have to put those cards down sooner or later, man. Because I did quit playing Yu-Gi-Oh! and I came back during college. We had
like, there's six. Always phases, man. I definitely, if you want to talk about the cards, there's definitely,
but not
yeah, yeah. But, there's definitely retiring and coming out of retirement type of Michael Jordan phases and stuff.
Yeah,
I had my Michael Jordan phase, but I would just say stay the course, man. If you look at it and in hindsight, I feel my life has been pretty solid. I definitely had some learning lessons, some pain points, but I feel they were all worth it to get to this point.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty in a good spot. I'm a happy person. Yeah. If I was down and out, I'd probably have more advice for myself. To be honest, I should have said go to that prom, join that club, try out for that sports. I feel like because you won't get those times back. Just be out there a little bit more. But then when I did get out there, definitely was worth it.
Yeah.
So that was when, and also just the friends you make, man, that's huge. Because I don't think I could have done any of that stuff without my people, my circle.
Yeah.
Because we went through all that stuff together. So that ends up being a huge part. I actually don't, if I wasn't hanging out with you guys, I'd probably be in some different circle or just be more inside. Probably still be more of an introvert.
Mm.
So it would have been
maybe a computer gamer.
I would have been. Probably would have been on the chunky side. I worked out and went to the gym with you guys and stuff. And
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I was benching like 300 pounds, bro. Yeah, 2016, I was like best shape of my life. Yo, dude.
Okay. We're going to the gym. We're going to the club right after this. Yeah,
just in general, just stay the course. Because I guess my biggest investment in myself has always been my brain, how I think, and I always was confident in the decisions I made because I thought I had a pretty good head on my shoulders. So I feel like if I stayed the course, I'd be okay because I make pretty good about that gang banging and all that. So they have the typical story, but I made some pretty smart decisions, chose my friends wisely type of thing.
Beautiful. Yeah. It's dope.
Man, what advice would I give to my 15-year-old self? I don't know. It's just everything's going to work itself out. I think that's something that I live by. We go through our seasons of life where there's the good and the bad and the ugly, and just got to stay the course, man. I think there's always, you're talking about the grass is green on the other side. And I really believe that. Yeah, just don't be discouraged, man. Life will throw you some haymakers. But as long as you have a good support system, you surround yourself with the people that will be there for you to see you through the highs and lows in life. You'll be all right. I think that's what I told myself.
It's going to be all right.
No more. We're going to have to pay for royalties. Another line. I got to pay for royalties.
Everything will be okay.
Hippies Brew got us.
Yeah, we sponsored by Hippies Brew out here.
We're good, man.
We covered.
Cool. Appreciate y'all again. This was dope. Just learning more about y'all. Just get to have conversations. Hopefully, other people who listen kind of get a perspective. Because even a lot of things you share today are things that I've never heard about. Right. Mm-hmm. My job is literally sitting down, talking to people all day, listening to people all day. And some things y'all shared from your perspectives, I never got to hear ever in my life. So it's kind of dope. And I hope other people who hear too, they get something out of this. I'm sure they will. If not, it's just funny. Like, it's a good entertaining time. So
this is fun, man. It's cool to have a platform to just share life.
Yeah.
You don't get to do that too often, kind of platform, but it's cool. And hopefully somebody gets something out of it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I always appreciate talking about life. You always live in life, but you don't really get to talk about it too often in a nice, chill setting. And that, I feel when you talk about life, that's also when you maybe learn more about it because you do that introspection and that reflection and all that stuff. So you do think about where you came from, all the ups and downs you did, obstacles you went through, just the type of person you were at a certain point. Yeah, and then you need that. You need that refresher. Because sometimes you go autopilot and you go zombie mode, bro. The Monday through Fridays and I'm just in the system.
Going through the motions.
You unplug yourself from the matrix real quick and then just start reflecting and damn, what a journey.
Yeah, beautiful. Cool, right on. Thank you, brothers. Appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir. Deep.
Cool. All right, that's it.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Dating Digital. I'd like to thank our guests, James and Stefan, today for taking the time to share their experience and their stories. Again, James and Stefan have known each other since middle school in the East Bay, and they have their own stories. And again, if you'd like to hear the full interview along with the mental health talk, find it on People Project Podcast. Again, that is People Project Podcast on all major streaming podcast platforms. And from there, you can find other interviews as well that has nothing to do with dating, with people from Oregon and San Francisco, Bay Area, California, that talk about life and talk about different things. So check that out again on People Project Podcast. Again, thank you, James and Stefan. Hope you all got to learn some today. Hope you all have a great rest of your evening, morning, day, week, weekend, whenever you're listening to this. Take care. Thanks for listening to the episode of Ding Digital.